Hallelujah. Sometimes we pause and glad they did it, you know, set aside a season of time of a year that we will take out a special day and give thanks. But every day is a special day. I say every day. How many days? Every day. I have to live every day. I'm going to say it again. I have to live every day. Every day I breathe. Every day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So glory be to God every day. God is in the day and he made the day. And the word says what? This is the day. Didn't he say it? This is the day. I'm so glad he made this day. Hallelujah. We are reading my wife and I reading in the Old Testament. Ooh, I'm so glad we're in the New Covenant. Ooh, y'all, I'm so thankful. All that stuff they had to go through. Ooh, my goodness, thank you, Jesus, that he did it all. Ooh, and all I have to do is trust and believe him, receive him, trust and obey him, and walk in the light of what he has done. And the good news is there's nothing that devil can do to undo it. It cannot be changed. Hallelujah. I'm saved and ain't nothing that devil can do about it. Hallelujah. I said, I'm saved. How about yourself? I'm washed in the blood. Hallelujah. And there's nothing that devil can do about it. I can believe God and there's nothing that devil can do about it. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And I tell you what you say, we feel a Holy Ghost shout coming on. All we need to get up and go to shouting. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I said hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. When it suddenly, or however suddenly dawn on you what God has done for you in Christ, we're gonna come unglued. Woo! All the stiffness and quietness and laid back and all that stuff is going out the door. Hallelujah! See, the enemy and the flesh and the natural man keep you thinking you gotta try to get something from God. I'll try to get God to do something for you. No. He's already done it for you. He's trying to teach you how to receive what he's already done. Hallelujah. And the quieter you are, the less results you get. Let your mouth do the talking, your faith do the believing. Come on now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let your faith, release your faith in God. You say, how do you do it, Pastor? Open that big mouth up and say what God said. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't care how my body feels, I'm still blessed. I didn't ask my body for permission to speak into my life. Hallelujah. I didn't ask my body, should I praise the Lord? I told it to do so. Amen. Can we say amen? I'm telling you, we are in miracle days. Y'all ready for them? Are you ready for them? Are you ready for miracles? Are you ready to see some stuff you never seen? Ready to do some stuff you never done? Ready to let God do what he always wanted to do? He's been looking for a people that believe him. Yes. Step out on his word. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Forget the past. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Let me say a couple things. We get it together. God is so good. And we have seen God do just tremendous things in the year 2022. We're in the last month. And we are on the seventh day of the last month of 2022.
Yes, sir.
And I'm so grateful that I'm still alive. And I'm like Paul, you know, to depart and be with Christ is far better, but I shall remain because there's yet something the Lord has for me to do, some things for us to say, and some teaching I haven't done, some preaching I haven't done, some miracle working, healing revivals and moves of the Spirit we have not done yet. Amen.
Amen.
And so we are, stuff is being cleaned up, cleared up, straightened up. And so don't you fret when the house is getting clean.
Amen.
Just get your broom and help sweep it.
Amen.
Get your mop and help mop it. Get your detergent out. Amen.
Amen.
But we are, amen. God blessed us and you know it. We are blessed and I'm grateful for his blessing. I told you, I said it before, it may have been Sunday or whenever. I'm not about to change. I'm about to get so courageous. And you're going to say, that man is out of control. You're right. Finally, the Lord would say, finally, he got out of the way. Amen. If you think I'm about to compromise this gospel, you better think again. We're about to say some things that religious folks gonna do just like they did Jesus. They're gonna get so mad. But I ain't moved by their madness. They gone on Jesus on the throne.
Amen.
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 And so we're going to get, thank all of you for coming out tonight. We're going to get to the Tim, you may have to give me another list. I don't know what I've done with it. We're going to get all the people, all of you that need to be baptized. We want to do it the third Sunday. We want to get everybody that need to be baptized to be baptized. We're going into 2023, and we're not going to let people linger that long. And y'all have to keep me informed who need to be baptized. We got the baptists, and we got all this here. We don't have to go out in the cold, out into the creek, and break ice and get in the water. Amen.
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 Because you know none of you'll do it. Y'all be shaking before you get to the ice, and don't ask me to go in. But anyway, we want to get this done.
Amen.
Close the year out. And we want to have a closing out Christmas dinner with the church. The church going to give it. And that same third Sunday, see, because then the fourth Sunday, we're going to meet at 9, and I'm going to be to the point. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. But we're going to celebrate the closing of this year. And we're going after people like we have never gone after before. I know we're doing it now, but we hadn't got serious yet. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
If
we got anybody here want to believe God, you want to go somewhere you never been? You ready to experience some things that your eye never seen, your heart never believed, and you never taste before? I say again, and we get started. I think I'm gonna be to the point. We get started. I say again that we are a people that have been blessed by God. And when we allow the word to have first place and we train ourselves and educate ourselves and understand what unity means, oneness means, submission means, and realize that the Lord God is in charge. There isn't but one God, one Lord, one faith. When we realize that and we believe him, corporate faith accomplished much more than single faith. That's why he said, if two of you shall agree on earth, ask touching what? Anything. Notice he put anything. If two of you shall agree on earth, ask touching anything. He's not talking about anything out there with the Satan is not in this conversation, amen, nor in the covenant agreement. He's talking about anything he promised. Okay? Amen. So if two of you shall agree, anything. Anything, be it spiritual, be it mental, be it physical, be it financial, be it social, be whatever your life involved in, whatever it takes to make you whole and complete on this earth while you walk, God has already provided it. So if you can agree with him, that is true, and two, he says, two of you shall agree. And that tells me, what about the third person? And we got more than three peoples in this setting tonight. What about the fourth one? Have you ever thought beyond that? What about 10 people can agree? What about 100 people? We're getting ready to turn this city and rip it apart with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Did you hear me? If I can get you to agree with me, I've learned to agree quickly with the Lord. You're right, Lord. Stop this. Get rid of any kind of stuff, weights, quick to blow off at the mouth, quick to flare up with your temple. You tell that temple when it flare up, you get on out of here because it's your last time you're going to do that. Getting all offended because you hear something, because people are going to say things they ain't planned to say. Come on. And then they'll say it, and then they're sorry, then too chicken to go back and say, I'm sorry, I said something wrong. We got all that kind of stuff going on. You know I'm telling the truth.